9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online KFYO.com, and wherever you are with the Radio Pup app. Just download it for your iPhone, iPad, Android device. Take the show and the station, KFYO, wherever you go. Texas 2014 election season already underway as more and more folks throw their hat into the ring. Yesterday, State Representative Harvey Hildebrand announced that he is running for Texas Comptroller on the Republican side. Of course, no Democrats are running right now, and we get the pleasure to visit with Representative Harvey Hildebrand. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chad. It's great to be talking to all the folks in Lubbock, being a graduate of Texas Tech and a big-time Red Raider.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on. You made the big announcement yesterday that you are seeking office for Texas Comptroller. For, you know, a lot of folks hear Texas Comptroller, they hear the name Susan Combs, but there are probably quite a few folks out there who have no idea how that relates to them. Do you get that when you're out and you're talking to folks?
Well, a lot of people, that's not unusual for other offices too, but obviously there's a little bit of a mystery of what does the comptroller do? And it's actually one of the most important offices in state government, and one of the, arguably depending on what's going on in the state and what the issues are, whether it's budget or finance issues, or whether it's legal issues suing the federal government. It really depends on what the circumstances are. Whether you're more important to the state at that given time, a comptroller or attorney general, they're third and fourth positions after governor and lieutenant governor.
Well, absolutely. Tell us why you decided to jump into the race.
Well, I've been the Ways and Means chair for a couple of terms now, and before that, I'd always been interested in streamlining state government, making governmental reforms in my legislative career. I'd been the author and leader of welfare reform back in the mid-90s, and then did nursing home reform, improved nursing home, actually was a national model for the country to make our nursing homes more accountable and effective to protect our elderly. And then in 2007, passed the Parks Restoration Act, which basically had truth in taxation involved because the sporting goods tax revenue was being used for other purposes than what it was intended to be used for. So we made sure that we fixed that specific area of the tax code, but also made sure that we had monies flowing to both local parks and state parks. And that was 2007. It was quite well thought of at the time, still is. And then, of course, last legislative session as Ways and Means Chairman, I did tax reform and also cut state taxes by over $1 billion. And the Comptroller's Office is a chief tax policy enforcer, tax policy interpreter, and so it's important, whoever's in this position, to be heavy on tax policy. I've got that. Also, the Ways and Means Chair has oversight over the Comptroller's Office. So we're engaging the Comptroller's Office. We know about what works and doesn't work as well, what needs to be improved. We get insights that maybe not every member of the legislature gets. So all those things coming together as I was chairman of Ways and Means caused me to look more and more at the Comptroller's Office and seeing what a big difference it could make. It's one of the economic positions it has. Great economic development leadership for the state, along with the governor's office. And so it's just really a very important position that can make a difference. And I'm looking at it for using it in new ways. I think in light of this IRS abuse that's been going on, that's been discovered recently, I think it can be a resource and can be an information gathering office for when people complain about or when we discover abuses, to find out more about it. We do that already. The Comptroller's Office already has responsibility on the Endangered Species Act in Texas, and that's what helped us deal with the problem with the lizard in West Texas on oil and gas fields.
Right.
So you can do things. You can put your own stamp. You should want to put your own stamp on the office. If you want to be in an office like I do, you want to do the fundamental things that's required for the office holder to do in that position. But you ought to look at other ways the office can be useful and meaningful and improve the lives, and in this case, the tax policy and the economy of the state.
visiting with Representative Harvey Hildebrand, a Republican running for Texas Comptroller. You can visit his website, harveyfortexas.com, and four is actually spelt out fortexas.com. How do you distinguish yourself from the other Republicans in this field? Because there are, what, three other Republicans
There's
who are running?
Absolutely.
How do you distinguish yourself?
I know I'm acquainted with all of them, more than acquainted. Know all of them. Served with two of them and spent some time with the third. As the other one had, Deborah had been before our committee a few times. Well, first of all, I think the experience I have and the insights are important because it shows I know I have command of the issues and command of what the issues are, both as a policy matter, but also as the issues of implementing and enforcing the policies and carrying out the overall duties of the office. But also, I've got ideas. I'm the only candidate so far that's released a plan. I released the first 3 points of my plan. I'm going to have 10 points. I call it my performance pledge, and it's basically a pledge to perform the job and lay out what we want to do in the office. And, it's so often it seems like candidates don't know what they want to do and why they're running in the first place and what they're going to do when they get there, and they don't seem to know what they want to do after they've arrived. So I think it's important to have a plan, tell the people what you want to do, why it's important, and then bring those new ideas to the office and actually get them done. And so we've got that plan, and we intend to get them done.
One of your pledges that you laid out yesterday, and it was in the San Antonio Express News today, was the rapid response customer service. And you said that if poor customer service causes one less Texas business to open its doors, then shame on us. Well, what's been the issue there for Texas small businesses?
Well, first of all, every agency can improve its customer service. And in the case, and a lot of people go online, but there's still people that make a phone call. They're on hold forever. They can't get the right person or it gets passed on. Well, that's not my position. Let me give you another phone number. Let me try to transfer you. You get a voicemail. I think you don't want to have anything, and I think we've got to identify all the problems and opportunities, and I've identified some of them, but we will finish reviewing all aspects of that as we're actually in the office. But the idea is to make sure that this office has the best customer service of any agency. It sets the example. And I would tell you today, all the agencies could do a better job, and the comptroller's office is no exception.
Visiting with Harvey Hildebrand, running for Texas comptroller, I have just one more question for you, and it's about spending. Obviously, as comptroller, you're going to be paying attention to money, how much money is coming in, how much money is going out. Tell us how important it is for the state of Texas to take control of spending, and even on the local level as well.
Well, it's very important. I applaud the current comptroller on the effort she's done on transparency and keeping up with local debt indebtedness. But mm-hmm. in the case of a broader sense of spending, the comptroller's office is responsible for projecting how much revenue the legislature has to appropriate, what the economic forecast is, how is the economy performing, and it's substantially related to how the tax revenue collection performs. And so those are very important responsibilities, and we've had some inaccuracy in that area, and this isn't the last few years aren't the first time. They may be a little bit, quite frankly, we've had two of the most inaccurate ones in the past 4 years, but historically, you're going to have the economy's dynamic, and projecting those numbers is difficult and changes after you do it. But I think we can do it's so important to get that job done right and be as accurate as possible. So that's going to be very important, because then that helps in the case of if you know that you have $1 billion more than what was projected. If the accurate number is actually projected, then you the legislature can decide whether to cut taxes more, decide whether return that to the taxpayers or to put that in public education or whatever the priorities of the voters are. The legislature can carry that out. But if you don't have accurate information and you don't update it all the time to make sure that the public and the legislature and other officials know that you're as accurate as you can be, it doesn't contribute to getting the job done as best it can be.
Harvey4Texas.com is your website. Harvey Hildebrand, Republican, running for Texas Comptroller. I appreciate you coming on the show today.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Have a good one. We'll have you back on as the race continues.
Fantastic. Take
care. That's Harvey Hildebrand.